today. I am very happy to have this opportunity to meet everybody. I really rejoice in everybody's practice of the deities and Guru Yoga, and everybody's compassion towards sentient beings is increasing on a daily basis, and that they are supporting my activities, which is also supporting the Dharma activities of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And in doing this, no matter what happens in our lives, we are very fortunate. And as these days pass, our objective is to be able to attain Buddhahood, no other objective. How many lives have we spent in samsara? So many lives we've been working so hard for maintaining samsara, much greater than the efforts that we have made in this lifetime for supporting our guru's activities. However, what is the result? Is we just continue revolving around in samsara. This is because in the past we were directionless, or were applying ourselves in the wrong direction. We thought that we were moving in the right direction, however, all of these efforts just took us down to the lower realms, to the hell realms, the three-grossed realms, the animal realms. The results of all our efforts were quite unfortunate and quite scary. And sadly, it's only the practitioners that discover this. Those that aren't practitioners never discover this, or they do find out about it. However, they are not able to persist or continue on with the practice. If everybody follows the guru very well and makes great aspirations, practice diligently, and in this way, life after life, we have the opportunity to remain in this pure mandala of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And in doing so, sooner or later, we will be able to attain enlightenment. And in this realization, there will be no separation from ourselves and His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, and we will be free of all of these discriminations. That you are practicing and following your guru and engaging in Dharma activities, I really praise, because really there are so many people that are so busy, they are like ants. And the number of practitioners are as rare as stars that might appear in the day compared to the number of stars that appear at night. This is the result of sentient beings' karma. And so that really you have the opportunity to free yourself from the sea of samsara. Really continue, practice diligently. If we do this, irrespective of whether we live or we die, then we are the most fortunate ones. We have great merit, great fortune. For instance, like the life of my own, really, I basically haven't stopped for a single day, every day, working for the benefit of sentient beings. For instance, recently I went to the hospital for some acupuncture procedure. It's a whole day procedure. And the next day I'm back at the monastery giving empowerments, and then back to the hospital again because the result wasn't good, and then back again the next day to give empowerments. And I gave like this empowerments to basically around 10,000 different students. And then I also have all of the activities of the monastery to manage. I arrived in Siddhar yesterday to have a day's rest. And then today I've got a phone call to go back to the monastery. And so you see, for one day I'm going to the doctor, to the hospital, receiving treatment. And the next day I am teaching at the monastery. And in spite of all of this, my mind is very, very happy, very joyful that I am able to do this in this life of mine. If I pass away in the monastery, on the side of the road, on my bed, I wouldn't want it to be any other way, the way I'm spending my life benefiting and teaching. And this is the great gift that I received from His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, from His Holiness Moktar Rinpoche, from His Holiness Jigme Ponsok Rinpoche, from my root gurus, that my life may be of benefit to sentient beings. And I made the aspiration, as long as my life is not used to benefit sentient beings, then in that case, may the Dharma protectors and deities take my life away. And I really have this energy and this motivation that every moment of my life may it be used for the purpose of benefiting others. And in this way, I really won't feel that coming to this earth was a waste of time, and I will feel that I have really repaid the great kindness of my parents, and so that other students, practitioners, may be able to see how a guru arrives in this world, and how the guru leaves in this world, and how a guru lives. And since my 20s until now, this is how I've been living my life. And my ability to handle whatever difficulties arise come through the blessing of my great guru. All of it is the blessing of His Holiness Lama Atru Krumbushe. If beneficial things are happening, it's the benefit of His Holiness Lama Atru Krumbushe. If difficult hardships arise, at the end of the day, it's all the great blessing of His Holiness Lama Atru Krumbushe. And this is my purpose, life after life, that as long as I have life, may it be meaningful and for the benefit of sentient beings. And as long as this is the case, may all the deities and Dharma protectors support my activities and protect me. It doesn't matter whether I'm in the pure mandala of His Holiness Lama Atru Krumbushe, or in Nirvana, or in the realm of humans. And even if I descend to the hells, in all of those, whichever life I may arrive in, may I always be by the side of my root guru. And I will make this aspiration in orally, if I'm able to. If I don't have the time at the time of death, then mentally I will make this aspiration that this happens every single one of my lifetimes. This is the great compassion, the great love that these great masters give to the sentient beings, to the suffering sentient beings in samsara, who are so difficult to transform day by day, night by night. They are accompanying us, supporting us, showing compassion towards us, giving us all sorts of activities so that we can improve ourselves, that we can grow. Mundane activities, super mundane activities, all of these skillful means to help us to be able to attain enlightenment. I really hope that everybody realizes that the path they're on is the correct path. And although the path may be very difficult and hard, the result is liberation. And this is very important. And so I really rejoice in everybody and am grateful to everybody. We have these arising causes, this very auspicious opportunity to be together, and I really rejoice in this and cherish it. Everybody be united and support the Dharma activities together, and in the process we will purify boundless negative karma and accumulate boundless merit. And this has been the case for all of the lineage masters over the times. They have achieved their enlightenment through the belief in cause and effect and being by the side of their Vajra Guru. And these arising causes come from our previous lives because of our great compassion and kindness towards others. And so we have this opportunity in this life, and so really continue with your practice. You students are very important to me, and so you really are within my mind all the time, every day. Irrespective of whether you pray to me or not, I am there above your heads. Whether you believe it or not, I am there. And we will never be separated. Life after life, we won't be separated. And we're very fortunate we have a really great, enlightened, benevolent guru, who shows us great compassion, and that we benefit sentient beings. And this is really the greatest benefit of this life. And now it's really late and it's enough teaching. So if I teach too much, then you won't be able to sleep tonight. And I hope that within your minds, you have me and that I have you in my mind. Thank you everyone for coming to visit me, and let me now bless everybody.